Welcome to Local Hits. I'm Ben Albert of the Rochester Business Connections Network. Local Hits is where I rebroadcast some of the absolute best podcasts from the region, full episodes in their entirety. This way, you can gain more value from other leaders in the community, other voices in the community. Today, we listen to an episode from the WNY Entrepreneur Podcast with David Schaub. This episode is entitled Changing Careers, Why Employees Are Really Quitting, with your favorite, Kathy Lanzalaco of Inspire Careers. Thought you'd love to hear from Kathy again. So I do encourage you to subscribe to the Rochester Business Connections Network if you haven't yet. And when you're finished with that, check out the show notes and make sure you subscribe to the WNY Entrepreneur Podcast with David Schaub. Here's David Schaub with Kathy Lanzalaco. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Western New York Entrepreneur Podcast, helping Western New York entrepreneurs take the next step in their business. If you love Western New York and entrepreneurship, this is the podcast for you. Whether you have been in business for 20 years or 20 minutes, there is something for everyone. David Schaub interviews the top entrepreneurs in Western New York so you can take your next step in your own business.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Western Entrepreneur. We appreciate you joining us. Before we dive into today's guest, as you know, I always have a quick update right in the beginning here. We had a fantastic event last night at the Poor Taproom House. We literally made paper airplanes. In the airplanes, when they threw them, they picked them off the ground, and they literally had a question that they asked the person next to them. In fact, Kathy, our guest, was there. Kathy, I hope you had a good time last night, by the way.
It was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it was really something unique and different. We like to do it at each event. So our next event, the update, is that we're doing a potluck dinner for our Western Entrepreneur members only on November 17th. That's a Wednesday. I believe we're doing it around 5:30 because it is dinner time, where each member is going to bring a dish, whether it's green beans or your whatever. Maybe it was a secret recipe that your mom or maybe you made or you cultivated, and you're bringing it, and we're going to cap it out a certain amount because I don't have a lunchroom in my house. So that being said, if you are not a member and you want to go to this or you've been thinking about joining, now's a good time to do so. So back to our guest. Today we have Kathy Lanzalaco, who is the owner of Inspired Careers. Kathy, again, officially welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
So for those that don't, obviously I know what you do. We've had great conversations at events and over coffee. But for those that don't know what you do, what problems you solve, how did you actually get into this? Because this is very niche. It's very unique. You solve some great problems. Tell us about that and how you got into it and what problems you solve.
Okay, great. Thanks. Well, I own Inspire Careers, which is a full-service career marketing firm based here in Buffalo, and I help job seekers here in Western New York as well as all over the country land jobs they love. So that's the first thing I do in terms of problem solving. You want a great job? You want to get paid the money that you deserve for it? I'm your gal. That's what I help you do, set you up for that search. But the way I got into it is really interesting because I think it's an interesting story for job seekers to hear. This is the age of the great resignation. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's quitting their jobs, wanting to do things. COVID has made people want to pursue their dreams. And the way that I got into this is my first career, I was a registered nurse. So I have been through the gamut. I've changed careers multiple times. I worked at Sisters Hospital for 15 years. Absolutely loved it. Didn't get out of it on purpose, but one thing led to another. And I got out of nursing and went into human resources. And there I was still taking care of people, but I was doing it in a different way, advocating for employees and helping employers and employees find common ground for policies and jobs and so forth. And then after I lost what I called my big fat HR job about 5 years ago, the business closed and my fabulous six-figure job went away. I said, you know what, I took a couple short-term HR jobs, but I really felt like I was ready to go out on my own and do things for myself. And I wanted to help people find jobs, because that's the last thing I did at that job, is help people transition into new jobs. And that's when I started my own business. And I started, my business was called Write Resume for the Job, and I did professional resume writing and career coaching. And then about a year after that, I purchased Inspire Careers from the previous owner, who was a wonderful mentor to me. And when she passed away, I purchased the business. And now this week is 3 years to the date that I've been under the Inspire Careers banner. The business is thriving. I'm helping people all over the country. And importantly, the other great problem that I solve for people is I have created the only college grad / rising professional full-blown career development program in the country. So if you've had a college grad, somebody that went to a great school, has a great degree, and maybe you're the parent still paying the tuition or they have student loans, people send their kids to me from all over the country to help teach them job search from day one, how to brand yourself, how to develop a resume, interview prep, networking, etc. And I stay with them until they find that fabulous job. So it's really a very niche thing, but I help parents and then I help their kids too. So it's really exciting and it's my life's work.
Sometimes we're doing generational here, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so absolutely. I love it. So that's really cool. And that was a lot. And that was really nutritionally impact, like, is the word I want to use for all that. So that being said, my brain keeps going to these places, is that, you know, sometimes I believe that we're not so different from, I hate to use the word children, but teenage, we're not so different. We're always looking for something impactful, purpose, reason for life. So where do you feel like people, whether looking for a career or looking for a business, where do you think people are going wrong? Like, where do you think that they're like, stop asking this question or stop going here. This is what we need to focus on. Anything that kind of comes to mind there?
Yeah, well, I think people don't aim high enough. I think people are scared, understandably. Look, I get it. I've been there. Understandably. And I think people sell themselves short. They have a burning desire down inside, but they think it's too much. They think it's too hard. They think they can't do it. So they settle for less. And then they end up doing not exactly what they want to do. When people come to me and say, well, I want a career change, or I want to start my business, because I do a lot of small business coaching too. I say, well, what do you want to do? And they say, I don't know. And I say, I think you do. Mm-hmm. Let's dig a little deeper. I think you do. But they're oftentimes either embarrassed to say it because they think it's too big. Mm-hmm. And I say, I think you're not aiming big enough.
Oh, wow.
Do what you want. Do what you love, and the money follows. Now, people say, oh, that's not true. It is true if you take the right strategy and the right approach, and if, importantly, you believe in yourself.
Yeah. And one thing that was really cool about you, Kathy, is that, you know, I want to make sure I'm wording this correctly, is that you charge what you're worth, is what I'm trying to say. And one thing I realize is that sometimes I see people, like, let's say they're, I don't know, it could be a social media company trying to do things. I'm like, hey, so, new photography, how much would it cost to do this event? And people, when they give me the price, I'm like, whoa, that's low. This person clearly doesn't know the value. So how did you find that out? Like, how did you, because obviously you went from careers to now, like, having your business surround around careers. How did you, like, find the way to charge? And, like, how did you calculate that? And you're like, this is what I'm worth. Obviously, it's worked really well for you, Kathy. People see your worth. But how do you help others find their worth in their pricing, I guess is the word.
Maybe. I'll tell you what, that is the most challenging question any business owner asks, you know, and a lot of it was trial and error. A lot of it grew as my business grew and my skills grew. Every time I got a new certification, every time I closed another massive client, every time another one of my clients got their dream job and another $50,000 to their salary on top of it, I kept boosting my prices. But I will say the one thing that has been a guiding principle for me, a quote from the great coach Jim Rohn, who said, and I have this over my desk, you don't get paid for the hour, you get paid for the value you bring to the hour. So I always try to remember that and say, what value am I offering my clients? If I'm working with a big executive from Cisco or from IBM or somebody here in the local area at one of our fantastic locally owned businesses, I say, well, what are they getting from me? They're not getting necessarily 5, 10, 20 hours of my time. They're changing their lives. And so, you know, there was some industry, information that I had to gather, research I had to do. But really, it comes down to, I find the benefit that I bring to my clients and charge that accordingly. So, and it's changing it. But what I do really is every time I increase my skills, I increase my value to my clients and my price goes up.
Yeah.
And nobody pushes back on my prices if they're my right client. I'm not the right fit for everybody. Everybody needs to find somebody that they feel aligned with beyond price too. It's their style. I have a very straightforward style. I know the people I work with don't have time for some, you know, and I don't mean niceties, because certainly learning about your clients is the most personal thing I do. But I know my clients come to me, they're busy and they need direct help. So that's kind of my style, and I pay it, and people pay for that appropriately because it gets them results.
I love that. And, you know, I want to stop here for a second to turn it back to you guys, our audience. So again, where do you feel like, in whether it's your pricing or things that you're doing, do you feel like that you're doing a disservice to yourself or even a disservice to your clients? People believe that we get what we pay for. The right client will believe that you're getting what you're paid for here. And how valuable is it to that person? And one thing is, a lot of times I see business owners, and Kathy, I'm sure you see this, we're trying to be everything to everyone.
Yeah.
And we just can't be that. You know, I don't want to say niche down, but, you know, because every business is different, we got to speak in generalities here. But I just think it's so important to be like, what do you love doing? What are you passionate about doing? What do you like, I want to learn more about this because I just love solving this problem for other people. And then we said versus fixating, I want to be 100 things to people. So I think that's so good. So, Kathy, I want to ask you this question. So I got to imagine that when you're meeting with people and helping them in their next move, I'll use that phrasing here. So like, how do you help people differentiate? Okay. You know what? You should be a business owner, or you know what? You're not wired that way. Maybe you should be more of here. Like, my wife is not wired to be an entrepreneur. She's like, I just love coming to work, kind of clocking in, clocking out, but she loves being a teacher, that she was born to do that. Where I'm more of like, I hate structure. Don't tell me what to do. Yeah, right. So do you ever have that, like, that conversation with your clients? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. How do you kind of walk that through that?
Yeah, I do have that's a great question. I do have that conversation. But what I try to do first is focus on what they think and what they want. I try to stand back from trying to tell them or guide them, because I think the answers are in them. And my process, my deep dive discovery process, is really about pulling it out. But my feedback process is to say, have you ever considered, what would it look like if you did it this way? Have you ever done this? Has anybody ever told you that this is really what you shine at? And that is where I differentiate myself from other career coaches, are those conversations. And I am not afraid to tell people, you know, you seem to be struggling at this. Maybe we could talk more about that. Why do you think that is? What barriers to success are you having? People appreciate the feedback. And I'll tell you, overwhelmingly, people appreciate the tougher feedback, because most people are afraid to be honest with other people. And that's never cruel. And it's always in an open dialogue after you have permission to share that. But to be able to say, wow, you know, I've seen people with these type of skill sets be really successful at this, whatever that might be. And then invariably people will say, you know what? I've thought about that. Wasn't really sure. And then from there, the bigger conversation springs. It's about tapping into it. I believe everybody has it in them already, but they've buried it so deep because of parental pressure, societal pressures, pressure to make money, having to pay for your family, being afraid because the rest of your friends aren't stepping out. Like, there's so many reasons we push that down. My job is to bring it out.
No, that's so good. And my brain is going here where it's like, okay, so if we employ, so people that are listening and they have employees, they're okay. They're like, all right, Kathy, I get it. But like, hey, I'm not looking for my next thing, but I would love to know. I want to make sure my employees don't leave, right? I want to make sure, because I got to imagine that not everybody is coming to you because they're necessarily let go, but because they're not satisfied or they're not happy where they are. Maybe they're looking for, again, using for the, you know, they want to aim higher. What tips do you have for people that have employees that help them either stay engaged or not leave, and not to sound weird, but not come to you?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what, you make a great point. Overwhelmingly, my clients are passive job seekers. They're employed. I mean, I do have a handful of people that have lost their jobs for multiple reasons, but really people come to me to position themselves for that next opportunity, to prepare ahead of time. So yeah, they're sitting at your organization today and they're talking to me this afternoon.
They might be listening to this right now.
They might be.
Yeah.
So what I say to people is, the reason that employees come to me is generally they're hungry for more. So they're generally in two camps. They're hungry for more or they're unsatisfied, and unsatisfied in a bad way. But hungry for more is unsatisfied, but in a good way. But if you're the employer, what you have to do is know your employees well enough to know how to challenge them, giving them those opportunities. surprisingly, employers, guess what? People aren't coming to me for more money. They're coming to me for better opportunity or because they have toxic bosses. So, you know, they know what their value is and they're like, I just don't deserve to be treated like this. And then the conversation for money often comes up, but that's not why people come to me, right? We get them more money from the new position because of the way that we help position them for the new opportunities and open up their branding. But that's not why people leave. They don't leave for more money. They leave because they're unsatisfied. So those high performers that are at your organization, challenge them, respect them, give them new opportunities to grow, stretch assignments. And for the other people that are coming up in your organization, treating them with respect. Look, just throwing, you know, casual Fridays at people anymore. Those days are over. Those days are over. You know, remote work is here to stay. Maybe it's a perk, maybe it's not. That's a whole other conversation we can have about how that appeals. But you have to recognize that people have lives outside of work again. This is the thing today, is people are balancing a lot more than they were 2 years ago.
Hey guys, I just want to interrupt your podcast really quick to ask you a simple question. Do you have electronics still sitting around with valuable data still on them? Did you know that you are responsible for any breach of security on those devices and would be held liable for that breach? Allow Buffalo Computer Recycling to help you with that problem. All data containing devices recycled with them are erased at the highest standards of the data security industry. Along with securely destroying your data, Buffalo Computer Recycling will come to your place of business and remove your end-of-life electronics in an efficient and reliable manner. Typically, within 48 hours, your electronics will be completely out of your hands, into theirs. BCR will responsibly and securely recycle your e-waste and ensure your data is safe. Help the planet, help your business. Give Buffalo Computer Recycling a call today at 716-545-6369. Again, the number is 716-545-6369. Now, back to your podcast. No, I cannot agree with you more. I think we're in this, I guess I'll use the phrase, culture shift of where people are working. People just aren't settling anymore. And there's a lot of new ways to do that. I think that's really good. So since this is an entrepreneurial podcast, I want to talk a little about your business, if you don't mind. So by the way, congratulations on 3 years.
Thank you.
That is awesome. It's exciting. So let's just go to that then. So 3 years ago, if you were starting today, all right, you're like, obviously, at least I'll speak for me, I've learned a ton the past 3 years. And there's a lot of things I'd go back and say, Dave, don't do this, don't do that. It's hindsight 2020. So we're not sitting here trying to beat ourselves up over it. But what is something you would tell yourself 3 years ago starting, knowing what you know now and how successful you are now?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the biggest challenge I've had, and I don't know if this speaks to a lot of job seekers, but or to a lot of entrepreneurs, but it was still taking care of myself. Like, I threw so much into my business. I worked, we all know, look, you're an entrepreneur. You know what kind of hours you work. The joke at my house is, start your own business, they said. It'll be fun, they said. You can make your own hours, they said. And I'm like, yeah, I work 24 hours a day, you know, when I first started in particular. But the reality is self-care. You can be your better self to your clients, to your customers, if you take care of yourself. And I suffered a lot from that in the beginning. I let my health deteriorate mentally and emotionally just because I drained myself putting into the business. So that's the number one thing. You are better to your clients if you are better to yourself. And I failed to appreciate that in the beginning.
Do you think it was because you pushed too much for me hours, or maybe it was me, like, man, I just haven't been eating healthy, so I don't have like the energy to do what I'm doing? Or maybe, like, what do you think, not to get too...
Oh, no, I can tell you exactly what it was. I can tell you exactly what it was. It was, yes, the crazy hours that I was working. So that was the first thing. But the other thing is, I had gone from an HR director job where I was running in the warehouse all the time. I was up moving down to sitting at a chair 12 hours a day, sitting, writing resumes, doing career coaching on the phone. So my physical activity just took a dive. And so that was a huge shift. Plus, then I got into really bad eating habits on top of it, and I gained a lot of weight, and I just did not have the energy. Still took care of my clients, but I kept taking care of them and less about me. Right. So this past 6 months, I've gone on this entire shift for how I treat myself. And I don't, you know, again, I can't even believe I'm disclosing this, but I've just lost 75 pounds.
Wow.
Right.
Because I've only met you recently.
You only know how fabulous I look now, Dave. And because I was hiding behind the phone a lot, people didn't know. But once I said, I have to take care of myself, The weight fell off. I started walking. I started sleeping more. And then my business took off even more. Like you think, oh, I can't step away from the desk. The world will fall apart. My business will fall apart. No, it'll fall apart if you never step away. So that has really changed everything. Coming to your group, getting out and networking again, you know, and being the confidence. Number one thing about business ownership success is confidence in yourself. And that's what my new health approach has done.
No, I love that. That's so cool. And you know what? It's like there's this like sacred echo going on in my life because it's so funny to be like, yeah, like they echo those thoughts where they're just like, yeah, the moment I started taking care of myself and putting these priorities in the right places, doing these, my business just took off as if it was just waiting and you pull back the slingshot and it just took off. So I think that's so important. So again, for our listeners out there,
can I share this too, Dave? Because I think this is important for the other people out there. I am a woman. I am 58 years old, 55, I guess, when I started, 55 when I bought this business, and I'm a single parent. I have no second income. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people say, well, I don't think I can do that because, you know, what am I going to do? Health insurance? Got it from the Chamber of Commerce. They can be your best friend. So if you're out there thinking, well, I don't know if I can do it, I've done it under these circumstances. No second income. So I have adult children at home, you know, young adult children. So I'm not dealing with babies, but you know, you talk about having to really figure it out when your back is against the wall. You know, you can do it. You can do it.
You know what? I love that because someone that's listening to this needed to hear that.
Yeah, they did. 100%.
Because sometimes we just make this assumption that, well, they probably had this or they had that or this going on. Kathy, you're awesome. I love it. So what has made the biggest impact, do you think, on the success of your business?
Networking. Networking with people, developing relationships here at Western New York Entrepreneur, and in my own industry with my colleagues and the industry that I belong to, people are very generous. And so I've taken and I've given. So I give a lot back. And I'll tell you what, as a new business owner too, you got to give, give, give till it hurts. You've got to serve, 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 and the selling will come later. The more you serve, the more, and I know Western New York Entrepreneur is all about relationships first. And that is that should be the guiding light of business is to develop those relationships. My business is 95% based on referral. My clients refer people to me. So I take care of my existing clients. They're easier to take care of than to get new ones. And the more I nurture them and take care of them and give to them, then they give back. You know, they say they recommend their friends and family. And if all business owners could do that, you know, and then okay, you bring new people along too, your business just explodes.
It does. And you know, it's tough at first because we're so in a world where we, you know, instant gratification, we're like, well, you should do this right off the bat. And, you know, it's tough. It's, you know, people are like, well, how did you build this? Yeah, 2.5 years ago, you know, is when it started. Now, really, name's just been getting out the past year. And it's just having a lot of coffee with people, giving first. And a lot of times, not even talking about me. It is about them and what they're doing and how I can help them, who I can connect them with. And people are like, well, that was a waste of an hour of your time. Not really. Because, you know, when you keep doing that, it's like building this wall, this brick wall, it just keeps growing. Next thing you know, you're like, holy cow, how did this happen? So, Kathy, you embody that. And that's why I'm so glad you're part of what we're doing here. So, what is the best advice you have to give for solo entrepreneurs out there looking to like scale their business? Because a lot of people want to scale.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to them about that.
Yeah. Relationship building, it comes back to that again. But the other thing I would say is don't be afraid to try new things and step out before you're ready. I'll tell you what, if I had to start all over again, I'm shocked at what I didn't know, right? I don't know if I would have done it again. It was crazy. Like I went into it, you know, not understanding everything, but I would tell you the one thing I've learned is go and reach out. If you have this idea, start it before you're completely ready. Don't get stuck in analysis paralysis. Just start releasing stuff. Done is better than perfect. We think we have to have everything aligned before we're good enough for anybody. Not true. People still want what you have to offer. You can hone it later. You can fine tune it later. But once you get that idea and that idea comes to you through your subconscious or something triggers it for you, build a small foundation and go for it. If you wait too long, you're going to miss out on those opportunities and then you're not going to be able to scale. It's going to take you longer. Listen to your instincts and jump forward.
Yeah. Preach, Kathy. I love it.
Yeah, right?
Preach it because it's so true. Sometimes you're like, well, the perfect situation, perfect time, perfect website, perfect. We have to have our brochures done. No, you don't. Just get out there and just, and I'm not saying you should just like throw a logo against the wall with spaghetti, take a picture of it, and that's your logo, and just make it. That's not what I'm trying to say. No. But like, hey, like, you know, a lot of times it's figuring out is Who's your target market? You know, or trying to figure out like, okay, what do people actually want? Doing the research and then sometimes doing stuff for free. When I did motivational speaking for a few years, I actually lost money the first year. I paid between the flights, the hotel and paying. I think it was $3,500 for 10 minutes on stage. And I blew it. I'm like tripping over my words. The message wasn't even good. And afterwards, they're like, one person's like, hey, I like your attitude. I just don't know how I use you, what problem you solve. And I went, I paid $35 and you don't even know how they can use me. I totally blew it. So my point is that I learned from that, honed from that. And then, you know, I actually had a coach to help me with that. And then now here we are those two years later, now it was a six-figure speaking business. So my point is that like I did not have it all together going into it, but if I didn't make that jump, it would have just took way longer and I probably wouldn't have had the confidence to move forward.
You know, can I say though, you raised a great point. You have to surround yourself with people that can help you not only take the stuff off your plate that you're not good enough at, you know, that it's not your wheelhouse. It's not your zone of genius. Surround yourself with people that you can delegate to, that you can bring into your tribe to help you do those things. But the other thing you mentioned is a coach. I'm a career coach and I say, I have a coach. I always have a coach I'm working with. The coaches change at different periods of time. And you said a coach was instrumental. Find someone that can coach you as a business owner. And it may not be in your exact industry. You know, be willing to think bigger and be willing to fail. Be willing to make mistakes. Like you talk about tripping on the stage or it didn't turn out the way you wanted. The road to successful entrepreneurship and multi-six-figure or seven-figure businesses is failing constantly, but it is getting up. And, you know, the other great quote I'll give you from Barbara Corcoran, who's like, you know, from Shark Tank, who is my idol. And she says, don't be afraid to fail because nobody's watching. Nobody really is watching. You know what, we think everybody is, yep, but they're not.
You're right. And it's kind of like golf. You know, sometimes I get mad when I like, you know, slice it and they're like, Dave, we just care about our own score.
Yeah,
we don't care about your score.
They don't.
And because I was like, oh, I just got embarrassed in front of these people. They're like, Dave, we don't care. I care about my swing. I don't care about your swing.
They don't.
And, you know, so that it's totally true. People aren't watching as closely as you think they are. Do it. Go for it. I love that you have a coach. I have a coach. It's been huge, huge for me. So I love it. So that being said, that's basically all the time we have here today, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Before I tell them like, hey, what's the best way to contact you? Is there something that you want to say? Maybe something you wish we talked about? It's okay if not. I just want to make sure I at least give you a little room for that.
Yeah. I want to tell people this is the time to go for it. None of us are getting any younger. If you want to start that business, now is the time. And if you want to change jobs because you want more, you want something else, now is the time. There is nothing that you can't have if you're willing to work for it. Success is in your head. Everything starts in our heads. Everything. And if you think you're limited by your job, you think you're limited by your education, you think you're limited by your boss, then that's your own self-limiting belief. You can have what you want. So I'm here to give you permission to do
that. That's it. And I think for closing comments for this, before we get into the how to contact you, is that often, you know, our problem is that what are we listening to? Who are we surrounding ourselves with? We talk about coaches, but sometimes you're, well, I don't have a coach or I don't even know what I would want a coach yet. No big deal. But like sometimes this is it. Like I just want to be around people that are going forward in life, that want to give back. And that's what this podcast is all about, creating this community of, you know, if you're like me, I didn't grow up well connected. I didn't have these super inspiring people that were just kind of, that are entrepreneurs. So here, surround yourself with people, or at least at the very least, maybe you have this podcast. It's free and you get to listen to it while you're going for it.
But, and try it out, because maybe the first group you try out isn't a good fit. And that doesn't mean though that you should throw that away and say, well, then this isn't the right group. That wasn't a good advice. No, find a group that is aligned with how you think, feel, and your energy. Not everybody's, you know, caught up for every single group. And that doesn't make the group bad or the person bad, but keep trying it until you find your tribe, and you will. And then your confidence will escalate. You'll find the people to support you. You'll learn, you'll share with others because you have so much to give. And then everything just explodes wide open and you have more than you ever.
I agree with you. And often we attract who we are. So, you know, I think it's when we go to groups, you're going to attract the people that really go to your mojo and what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, Kathy, for people that just jive with you, they're like, I like this, or I want to have coffee with her, or maybe they want your services.
Yeah.
What is the best way for people to contact you? You can put any information you want out there. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. My website is www.inspirecareers.com. You're welcome to go there. I'd love to connect with anybody on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. Kathy is spelled with a C, so everybody out there knows that. So, or you can email me directly, Kathy, which C-A-T-H-Y, at inspirecareers.com. I answer all of my calls. I answer all of my emails. So please feel free to reach out, even if it's just for a conversation.
Awesome. And if you are looking to spell her last name in LinkedIn, it's in our episode profile here. So you can check that out. Because maybe you're driving, you don't want to write down the name. I understand.
It's too long to write down while you are driving.
All right. Challenge accepted. Go for it. I'm just kidding. But all right. Thanks for joining us, Kathy. I know you're very, very busy.
Thanks, Dave.
And I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
If you loved listening to the Western New York Entrepreneurs Podcast and want more, subscribe to it and head on over to WNYEntrepreneur.com for articles, what's coming up next, and to get involved. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.